Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 249, All Your Heart. Hear these words. Let them settle. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. All your heart, not half, not what's left over after you've already tried to figure it out on your own. All of it. God is not asking for a portion of your trust. He is asking for the whole thing. And that includes the part that's hardest to hand over. That decision you can't see the end of. That situation that feels like a wall. That worry you wake up carrying before you even remember what it's called. Because trusting God with what doesn't frighten us, that's not hard. The real thing is trusting Him with what stops us cold. And then the verse says, do not lean on your own understanding. This is not a command to stop thinking. Your mind is a gift from God. Use it. But there is a profound difference between using your mind as a tool and using it as your final anchor. When your analysis becomes the last word, when your calculation replaces your prayer, that is when the anchor sinks. Because no human mind, however sharp, sees what God sees. And the verse doesn't stop there. It says, in all your ways, all of them, the work you do in the morning and the heavy quiet of a hard afternoon, the relationship that's growing and the one that's fraying, the month that balances and the one that doesn't, your health, your doubts, the small joy of an ordinary Tuesday. There is no corner of your life too ordinary to bring before the Lord. God is not a last resort. He is the center. Acknowledge Him. That word carries weight. Acknowledging the Lord is not dropping His name into a quick prayer after you've already made up your mind. Acknowledging is inviting. It's opening the door before you step through it and saying, you go first. And this acknowledgement has a face, Christ. In Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. To acknowledge the Lord is to recognize that in Christ you have access to a wisdom that surpasses anything you or I could calculate. And the promise, He will make straight your paths. But listen carefully to what the verse actually promises and what it does not. It does not promise the path will be short. It does not promise the path will be smooth. It promises the path will be aligned. Paths that God makes straight can have bends you didn't foresee, waiting seasons you didn't choose, but they arrive. They arrive exactly where He intended. And where He intends is always better than where we were headed on our own. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before the day gets its hands on you, name one thing, one decision, one worry, one weight you have been carrying alone. Write it down. Pray out loud, not quietly, out loud. And say to God, in your own words, I trust you with this. Then leave it. Leave it in His hands. Not like someone giving up, like someone handing it to the only one who was strong enough to hold it all along. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.